Your Houston Morning News with Matt Patrick continues.
KTRH News Time is 6:17. Joining us right now to talk about Enron 10 years later, Joe Acosta, who's a bankruptcy attorney, and Barbara Shook with the Energy Intelligence Group, join us this morning. Joe, Barbara, thank you so much for the time. We sure appreciate it.
It's my pleasure.
Barbara, let me start with you. Since we have initiated the new rules, since we have the Sarbanes-Oxley code of conduct, I guess you would call it, has anything improved since the Enron meltdown? In my view of things, if you look at it, Enron, if you took a look at their code of conduct that they operated under, they technically could be compliant today. So have we really gone anywhere since then?
I don't think so. And I think the financial crisis of 2008 demonstrates that if new rules that really would have rectified Enron's type of behavior had been in effect, I don't think we would have had the type of behavior that led to the 2008 financial crisis.
And, Joe, it was certainly a shell game. Enron had set up this this third-party company, LJM, and Sharon Watkins had taken a look at all of the numbers, and certainly things didn't add up. Do you feel that companies are still able to do that today with impunity? Are they getting away with that today?
Not with that specific method that Enron used, setting up these special purpose vehicles, these companies where they can hide the liabilities and the debts that are essentially owed by the public company, but hide them from the financial statements that are shared with the public. But there's, like Barbara said, there's still a lot of bad decisions being made out there, and in 2008 we saw those bad decisions, and we saw a bankruptcy of a financial institution, Lehman Brothers, which was 10 times the size of Enron.
Right. The human capital, of course, is the thing that disturbed so many people here in Houston and certainly across the country. And if you guys would hang on for just a second, I want to come back. I want to talk about the human aspect of all this, the people that lost everything, not the upper echelon of Enron, but those that were working for this company. And there were thousands of them in the Houston area. I also want to ask you guys how you feel about some of the protests that are going on against Wall Street and some of the things that Enron did that maybe the protesters have pointed out today. We'll ask you those questions, get some answers coming back. KTRH News Time is 6:22. Joining us, Joe Acosta, bankruptcy attorney with Luper Reed and McGraw, Barbara Shook with the Energy Intelligence Group. I want to thank you both for taking the time. Barbara, let me start with you once again, ladies first. You know, Enron on paper had a stellar code of conduct, but they put obviously profits ahead of doing the right thing. TARP bailed out a lot of companies. You see these protesters now. They are very upset that the, you know, the Wall Street bankers got bailed out, and they got the shaft. That's where I may agree with some of these protesters. But companies today, Barbara, spend a lot more money on compliance. But is it doing any good? And maybe do the protesters have a point, at least that point?
Well, The rules overall, I don't think, are being enforced. If they were being enforced, as I said earlier, we would not have had the financial crisis that we had in 2008. It's still a free-for-all on Wall Street. It's still, I get mine, I don't care if you get yours, and the customers be damned. The bonus programs, they're still playing with customer money, not with the institution's funds. Those should be the funds at risk, not the customer's money. Those kinds of issues have not been resolved. And this whole idea that the market can govern itself is, I think, completely foolish. People are, to use a religious term, people are basically sinners, and they have to have rules. Otherwise, God wouldn't have given us a hand.
All right, Joe, let me ask you the same question real quick. Companies seem to be spending more money on compliance, but is it getting any better?
Well, I think the biggest story of Enron is that companies are going to continue to make bad decisions over and over again. And I don't think there's anything that regulations or big government can do to stop them. It's just that people are going to find ways to expand their profits, to try to look stronger than they really are. In the instances in 2008, it was large insurance companies and financial institutions. But the government this time, I think the government did learn something from post-Enron, and that is that a bunch of regulations to oversee the conduct of public companies didn't necessarily work. And right. The government, instead of imposing a bunch of new regulations on the banking companies, regulations that would criminalize conducts that we saw in the instance of Enron, they didn't feel that the banks and the financial institutions 2008 merited the same types of regulations, or perhaps they learned.
Joe, thanks, and I appreciate it. Both Joe Acosta, Barbara Shook joining us here this morning, 10 years after Enron. Doesn't look like we've learned too much.